Ephatha, the open command. Christ commanded this openness as the healing for a person in this passage of Scripture. There are a lot of sermons in this passage of Scripture, but this morning I'd like to focus in on that idea, be opened, as what Jesus was telling this person, and a command that we can share with each other and in our own lives, and that we can give to situations that occur in our lives and the lives of our friends and family and community. Looking up into heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. When we give a command, we really expect that to be kept, don't we? If somebody issues a command, there's an expectation when that command is issued that it will be obeyed. I don't give a lot of commands. I give a lot of requests. I say, would you do this? And people say yes or no or whatnot. And that's kind of my modus operandi most of the time. I don't give a lot of commands. But when I do, then that's when I expect the command to be carried out. When I make a request, I just request, and then I leave that up to the individual to respond as they wish. And then if they do say that they will do something, then that expectation is based not on what I've told them to do, but what they've told me that they were going to do. And so it is with the Scriptures. We're invited to do a lot of things, and we're commanded to do some things. And sometimes that Jesus makes a command, and in this case, he commanded that this man's problem be opened up. And in the opening, it was healed. In this case, it was a physical problem with his hearing. And that the response to that command, his hearing was opened, and he was healed. Jesus heals us and opens us in mind, body, and soul. We need to be opened up, and he commands us to be open. Our salvation, it has as part of its premise, who hath ears to hear, let them hear. To be open and to be healed in terms of salvation is to be open to hearing what God is telling us, hearing his invitation, hearing his command, hearing his invitation, all that he is offering to us and his guidance and his friendship, and to open our hearts with a desire to hear what God wants us to hear. We just close our minds to what God wants for us, then we're shutting out the best parts of life. So then we want to be open to the Word, and we want to be listening to what God is saying to us, not just to be hearing the Word, but understanding it. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Then that refers to not just having the sound and hearing that sound, but hearing what is being said through that. Just like when we read the Bible, not just reading the words and having a cognizance of what those words are on the page, but also through them hearing what God is saying to us, hearing God speak to us through those words and how we can apply them to our lives, and then to understand those, to have an understanding of what God is actually saying to us, how we fit that together in our lives, how we use that to transform our lives and transform the world around us, how we make a difference with that. Whenever I am working on the computer, in that there are several times when an open command comes up, doesn't it? Like you want to open a file, or you want to open a connection with another computer, you want to open something up. And if you open it, you click on open, and nothing happens, then what do you say? No, better not say that. Everyone asks that in church, what people say when a computer doesn't work. But we don't think that something's wrong anyway, don't we? We don't think something's okay. When that happens, we say something's wrong, and it makes us upset because it didn't work. It didn't do what it was supposed to do. And so it's upsetting, and it means that something is not working right. It means that we're missing something that we need to have happen. That's how it is with the open command of life that God has given us in this word, epatha. It's a command to open up a situation, open up ourselves, open up each other, open up the world, open up our community, open up our heart, open up each other. So when we think of it, one of the things that we think of in the Methodist Church for the last several years, when we think of the word open, is that slogan that we've been using, has been going out on all the different TV stations and radio stations for several years now. Open hearts, open minds, and open doors. We can think of that in a couple of ways as a state of being open, but we can also think of that as an action that we take to open something. In other words, like you could look at this door and it's not open. But if it was, then you would say it was open, or it's closed. But you can also look at it as open that door or close that door, as the Bible references in the book of Revelation, how God says, I am he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. And so what we do in the name of Christ, and as we extend that authority of Christ, we see in this passage and in that idea of God opening and closing doors, we see there that more than just a state of being open, it's something we participate in, something we do, that we open hearts. Starting with ourselves, we open our own heart. Our own heart to what God wants for me to do today. What God is trying to pour into my life today. What blessings that he has for me today. Open your heart to that. Open your heart to the blessing of God today. That you can just open up your heart and feel all the love poured into there of God's universal eternal love. Doesn't that feel good just to think about? So think about that some more. And as we leave this place in a little while, just keep thinking about that, about how God pours his perfect love into our hearts. It's so transforming. It changes our lives just to feel God's love touching us as we open our hearts, just to hear and sense what God is trying to do in our lives and how he's trying to shape us and lead us and guide us. Let's feel that. Let's enjoy that. Let's be blessed by that. Amen? Let's be blessed by God's love poured into our hearts that are open like a chalice, waiting for God just to pour in that precious love that he has for us. But also for our church, that our church would do the same, if we open our heart of our church, open up the chalice of our church, open it up to where we can just, as a congregation, receive the blessings of God together and the empowerment of God to love one another as Christ has loved us. And to the world, that we would help to open the doors and the hearts of the world to receive the blessings of God, the joy, the love. So we do that by not just opening ourselves and then holding that, but by going out and opening the doors for the people, opening the hearts of our family and our friends and everybody that we know, and just have an open sense that we have a connection with one another, a love for one another, a joy that we celebrate together. And the same with our minds, that in our thoughts and in our way of looking at life and each other, that we're looking at each other the way that God looks at us. You know, it's so hard to do sometimes, look at myself and see myself through God's eyes. But it's a much easier for me to see you through God's eyes. A lot of times I can look, and that's a choice that we make. To look at the people around us and see you the way that God sees you. And that's what I want for us. That's what I want for myself. I want to every person I look at, I want to see you the way God sees you. As somebody that He loves, somebody that He wants to give His very best to now and forever, that He wants to bless, that He wants, and to understand each other in those terms, relate to each other in those terms. And so then that's something that we not only ought to be, but something that we do. We go around looking at every person that we meet through this week. We're going to try that as an exercise for this week. Amen. Just make it, and if you don't like it, then you can go back to some other way. But this week, just try that for an exercise this week. Say, every person that I meet this week, I'm going to look at the way that God is looking at it, at that person. With all the love that sent Christ to Calvary for that person. I'm going to look at that person with love, with respect, with a desire for them to have a blessing in their life. Try that and just see how it comes out. Might want it after a week. Probably like to extend that for another week maybe. And the same with the doors of our lives. You know, God opens doors for us, and we have that saying that when He closes one door, He opens another. And I think that's true, that He guides us through these open doors. A lot of times I just imagine in my mind that Christ is like standing in a doorway and He's saying, come this way. And then He goes to the next, He's sort of working ahead of us, and He says, come this way. And invites us to go from one door to the next in life. And we can go or we can not go, but our joy is in following Him. We'll find our joy in going through those opening doors. And so we find even more joy in opening them for each other. In opening the doors of the church, of our community, of our own hearts and lives to the people around us. Just opening the door and being able to say, come this way. Go that way. Here's an opportunity. Here is a way that you can go. So Christ invites us this morning with that same ancient word. I think it's no accident that in all the translations of the Bible, that word has been preserved. Because usually most of the words in the Bible, that Jesus didn't say them in English when it started out. And so they were translated into these languages, translated into our various English translations that we have now. But one word, and there's a few others in there too, that were preserved for a purpose. That we might hear the word as it came from the lips of Jesus. That we might say that same word and hear and feel the authority of the word when He says to us and we say to each other and to the world and to the situations that we encounter every day. Ephatha. Be opened. I'd like to close with the words of this old hymn. Where across the crowded ways of life, where sound the cries of race and clan above the noise of selfish strife, we hear your voice, O Son of Man. In haunts of wretchedness and need, on shadowed thresholds dark with fears, from paths where hide the lures of greed, we catch the vision of your tears. From tender childhood's helplessness, from woman's grief, man's burdened toil, from famished souls, from sorrow's stress, your heart has never known recoil. The cup of water given for you still holds the freshness of your grace. Yet long these multitudes to view the sweet compassion of your face. O Master, from the mountainside make haste to heal these hearts of pain. Among these restless throngs abide, O tread the city's streets again. Till all the world shall learn your love, and follow where your feet have trod. Till glorious from your heaven above shall come the city of our God. In the name of Jesus, amen.